Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When
we
get
together. We just got back from a weekend away. My husband and I went away for his birthday up to Sydney.
How old is he? Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
I'm so the boy in our relationship.
Oh, my God.
I think he's 33 today.
You only celebrated it at the weekend.
32 today. Happy birthday. It's actually today. My husband's birthday is today.
Happy birthday, Milko. We remember your birthday.
Do you know what? I can't remember the actual number because I'm still in a state of shock.
Oh, really?
Something that he did on the birthday weekend.
Oh, okay.
That shocked me. It's going to shock you too. I'm guaranteed, after I tell you this, both your jaws are going to be on the floor.
Oh, jeez. Nudie run.
No.
That wouldn't shock me, actually. No, with Milko. I could see him doing that.
So my husband, we were for his birthday, we went to Baxter's Inn. It's this cool little whiskey bar in Sydney. Okay. You actually don't even know it exists. You walk down an alleyway and then there's a bouncer standing at the top of these stairs and they look like a fire escape.
Oh.
There's no signage whatsoever. You walk down this fire escape. It's dingy. It smells. And then you open this door.
It smells
like rubbish. You open this door and then you're in this underground bunker.
Oh,
and it's called Baxter's Inn. And it actually used to be a place back in the day when Prohibition was rife and you couldn't actually drink alcohol. This used to be like an underground bar.
That's cool.
Now they've turned it into a really cool whiskey bar that loves whiskey, Baxter's Inn in Sydney, you need to go there.
Wow.
So we went there because my husband loves whiskey. While we were there, my husband had a nip of whiskey.
As you do.
I'm sure he had many of them.
No, but this nip of whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Cost $1,500.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
$1,500.
Did he frame it?
Well, so one of his mates who was there with us, because we went up with a group of friends, he was like, we've got to get the $1,500 nip. And I said, no, you guys do not need to get the $1,500 nip. Just get the $50 nip. That's enough. That's big time enough.
That is big time enough.
But his friend was adamant. He's like, it's your birthday. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. He goes, I'm going to shout this nip. So they both got taken into this little underground area and the manager comes and takes them and they sit down there and they're actually in this whiskey room and they actually have a door that they close and lock because this bottle of whiskey, it's worth $40,000. So they shared the nip together and they went through the whole the history of the nip. I'm standing outside taking photos because I'm like, God, this is a $1,500 nip of whiskey. We need to make sure we've got some photographic evidence that this happened.
That is full on.
It's full on, isn't it? But this is a thing. And I just said to my husband, don't throw it back. Make sure you're saving that. Put your finger inside that nip glass. Make sure you get every little bit out of it.
Oh, my God, 1,500. This guy must love him.
Well, he's a really, obviously he loves his whiskey as well and he's just said it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. So I'm like,
wow.
Oh, I'm glad, that's the gift that you're paying for and not me.
And how was it? Did he say it was nice?
Well, that's what I said. Did you like it? And he goes, yeah, no, it was great. It was good. And I said, that's good because that was $750 you just drank because they shared the nip. Yeah. And then one of my other friends said later, make sure you bottle your wee because I reckon that's still going to be worth a bit before the night's out.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Had a little weekend away with a hubby.
Ooh.
It was good for Milko's birthday. A good little marriage refresher too.
Yeah.
Because I think you can get caught up in life or kids or work or whatever.
Yeah,
and
you
look at your other half and you kind of go, I can't remember the last time we actually had a full conversation together with eye contact.
It's actually very true. It is
usually
very
running around yelling at each other as you're making lunches or what else is going on.
Yeah. Eye contact versus iPad contact.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So, we were hanging out together and on Friday night. We were at a pub having a beer and, just doing a little bit of a scroll on Twitter and we found some marriage tweets that we thought were pretty funny.
Okay.
Now, this is tweets from a bunch of married people.
All
basically,
right.
Giving you some advice on married life
and
also doing it in a funny way too because I think humour and laughing together is the key to a good relationship.
Yeah, that's right.
And these tips are also going to help your relationship get better. Okay, so I thought I'd do a top five.
You looked at me
there. No, anyone's relationship.
Oh, okay.
Anyone's relationship.
Everyone's, okay.
Okay, but these are from the point of view of a wife. Because I am a wife, all right? So we're going to do a top five.
Top
five marriage tweets from the ladies of the world. So a couple of honourable mentions. First up, How can my husband not know I'm angry at him when I've told him I'm not angry at him at least 10 times now?
Oh, see, that's very true.
That's so true.
See? Yeah.
Another honourable mention. I asked my husband where the rest of the M&Ms were and he said he'd finished them earlier. Then we laughed and laughed as I pushed him out of the house and locked the door.
Yeah, see, that's true.
That is so true.
That's actually very true.
Probably threw the keys out and said, go to the shop and get some more.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
All right, in at number five, right, marriage tweets. The transmission went out of my husband's car, and it would seem that's not the ideal time to remind him that he was offered extended warranty countless times.
Yeah, come on. And I hate to say it, but that is something that happens.
It is so something that happens.
Wives of the world, just listen up.
We're all for the extended warranty, and the husband's like, we're not going to need that.
It's a rip-off.
That's just a rip-off. That's just how they get more money out of you.
Gouging you.
In at number four, my husband peed me off today, so I hid his keys by putting them in the spot where we keep our keys.
Oh, cheeky. That's ouch. That's ouch.
That's funny because it's true.
What are you implying there? That men can't find things?
Or that men don't know where things need to be put.
All right.
In at number three, secret to a successful marriage is to never let your spouse find out that you've had a good night's sleep.
So true.
So true.
Because, I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's all about going, oh, my sleep was worse than yours.
Yeah, that's right. I
have it worse as a parent than you do.
Exactly. You never want to be like, God, I feel so refreshed. My sleep was uninterrupted.
Oh, no, not at all.
In at number two, my husband and I are at a point in our lives where we don't care about the strange noise that's coming from downstairs if it means we have to get out of bed.
Oh, yeah, I can relate with that. There could be a burglar downstairs. I know it's there, and I'm like, meh. It's not going to kill us if we're asleep. We'll be fine. Just rob the house. We'll deal with it.
Take what you want. I've left it all out on the dining room table. And then at number one, a marriage tweet. Yep. My husband wants me to work out with him. I just wish he'd ask for a divorce like normal people.
Very true. It's the fastest way to a divorce.
So true.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Oh, Neighbours, coming to an end after 40 years.
It's sad, actually, you know.
It is sad, but it's quite bittersweet, though, because a lot of old Neighbours stars are returning to Ramsey Street. Yeah. Kylie and Jason are heading back. Yeah. Harold Bishop is going back to I didn't actually realise.
Again?
He
died at one point.
Came back to life.
That's
right.
And then he must have left again.
Yeah, and he's coming back again. And somebody else who's returning to Neighbours is Nat Bass.
I am.
Izzy's coming back.
All right.
So Nat, when did you get the call up?
Oh, a few months ago now. I can't remember. Quite a few months ago. And I even remember bumping into one of the old cast members and I said, oh my gosh, I have to come back if they ask. Oh my God, I need to be a part of this. Anyway, you know, a few months after that, I think I just got this, got the email and I was like, I would love to. So it's going to be pretty emotional for everyone, I would imagine.
I reckon so. And look, I think too, though, you know, your character Izzy and the affair that she had with Carl and that passionate kiss, that was probably one of the most memorable scenes in Neighbours history.
Look, I just got my script for the first week and there's a lot more shenanigans coming up.
Oh, really?
Your character was always involved in mischief.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and like, she's back.
So you've got your script for the reunion, you're heading back to Ramsey Street, and like we said, one of the scenes was your affair, and like, there's been other big moments, of course, in the 40 years of Neighbours, Scott and Charlene, of course, getting married, that's a big one. Harold dying in the ocean and then coming back to life. But there was another big moment too in Neighbours, which I'm sure everyone still talks about today, and that's the scene when Damien Leith made an appearance.
It was an incredible moment.
It was a highlight, wasn't it? Did you love it?
It was an amazing moment in Charlie's bar. Got up there, sung 22 Steps, and I mean, do the cast still talk about it?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. If I get back there and they haven't mentioned it, I'll definitely bring it up just in case.
I think you should. The thing is, you got your call up months ago to get back on Neighbours. Damien's still waiting for his phone call.
Yeah. I mean, how does this work?
Damien, do you know what? Like, maybe you just, you set the bar so high, like, there's nothing more that you could contribute that would exceed what you delivered.
I was actually thinking that myself. off, because I look back at the footage and I was pretty amazing, I've got to say.
Amazing. Sensational.
So look, Damien's, you know, acted all cool and everything, but he's quietly, he's been very upset that he hasn't got the call back up from Neighbours. So we've actually, on his behalf, launched a movement. Hashtag Leith back on Ramsey Street. All right.
Oh, great.
So we've got a petition, and we're going to put it up at the Wave FM website to get Damien Leith back on Ramsey Street before the street closes down for good.
Before it closes down.
So, I know. There's always time.
Well, that's exactly right. So, Nat, would you sign our petition? Because I think, you know, if you got on board and signed it for us, then that's a good start. That's
absolutely
a good way to kick it off.
Yeah, I'll start.
You'll start the petition. Oh, my goodness me. All right.
So many great ones are coming back. Carly and Jason are coming back. Harold's coming back. Like, Daniel McPherson's coming back. There's loads from every decade, so it's going to be a good one, yeah.
We just need Damien Leith back.
Again, I'm rubbing it in. Sorry.
It hurts every time anyone talks about it. But anyway.
Well, Nat, thank you for kicking off our petition. Hashtag Leith back on Ramsey Street. Let's see if we can get adopted local Damien back on Ramsey Street with our other beloved local, Natalie Bassingthwaite.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Nat. How cool is that?
That is so cool. Wow. Now I just got to make the petition.
Yeah, you're after getting her on board. You don't actually have the petition set up yet.
I know.
Get to work, Jim.
I know.
We thought she'd say no.
Oh, no, I'm just
going to... Oh, is that
I'm
what was
gonna,
going on?
I'm going to email Digital now and just say, hey, can we get this petition up on the website,
Let's get
please?
On it, yeah.
We'll keep you posted, but as soon as we get it up, and we'll get Nat to sign it, and then everyone else can sign it as well. Power of the people, Damien.
This is real. Yeah, this is real. This. It's really happening.
Let's do this.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Crazy loads on their car. Things that should not be on cars just because they need to get from one location to the other. A male driver in North Wollongong has been fined $469 and lost 3 points for carrying a big double mattress on the roof of his car.
Harsh.
I'm saying his. I'm assuming it's a guy.
Yeah, could be
that's
a guy.
Terrible.
Look,
could
I think we've
girl.
All been in that position where we've had to get something from A to B and we might not have had the right transportation. I remember coming down from Byron Bay. We were up in Byron for Splendor in the Grass, and on our way back, my soft racks for my surfboard, they busted, they snapped. Oh. And what I just saw in the rearview mirror, my surfboard going through the air, geez. And then bang, and then getting up and flipping, bang. Lucky the surfboard was okay. Lucky no one was behind us when it happened, but we had no soft racks, so we had to put the surfboard through the back seat of the car, through each window.
Jeez.
And this wasn't a little surfboard. This is like a mall, so it is like 8 feet long, and we've got it sticking out the back because it was the only way we could get it
Jade.
Home.
Jade, shame so, on
only
you.
Only way we could get it home. That's it. It was okay on the freeway, but when we got through Sydney peak hour traffic, it wasn't so fun.
That's one of those times where you just go, I don't need the surf anymore. No. I don't need the surfboard.
Look, to be honest, I probably have only used it twice since then, and that was like 12 years ago, so I probably should have left it on the side of the road.
All right, well, look, we've got our phone lines open this morning, 4275-1965.
Megan in Dapto, tell us, what have you seen on a car?
Well, actually, it was carried around when I was still living in Sutherland, at Engadine, and I actually dropped the kids at school one day, and I had some leftover pizza that I'd wrapped up in cling wrap, put on a dinner plate, put on the roof of my car, put the kids in the car, I forgot it was there. I drove all the way to Sutherland from Engadine, and these people were tooting me, telling me, there's something on the roof of your car. And it lasted all that time, and I was actually going to write into GLAD to say thank you because their product was awesome.
That cling wrap really does cling even to the top of a car at 60 k's an hour.
It does. I couldn't believe I drove all that way.
And did you eat the pizza afterwards?
Yes, we did. We heated it.
Yeah, all right. I love it. It's a happy ending.
The kids were hungry.
Okay, let's go to Wayne at Balambi. Wayne, what have you spotted on the roads?
Oh, I was following blackout of Bunnings at Balambi. Had 6.5 lengths of flooring in a large sedan pushed in through the front left window.
Yeah.
Now, when he left, there's two lanes turning right on the Memorial Drive out of Blamby Lane. He was in the right lane, blocking the left lane with it hanging out. Then he drove along Memorial Drive in the right lane, blocking the left lane. It wasn't even tied down at the front.
That is insane. What was that guy even thinking? Who would even think of doing
something? Yeah, I'll tell you another one I seen one morning. I'm driving, coming out of Balambi Lane, turn right on the Memorial Drive. On 65, right? I was doing 85 in an 80K area. Red T plate had come past me on the right, steering the car with her leg, bowl of cereal in one hand and a spoon in the other hand, mate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't like that look, Mark.
And
no
she
hands.
Went past me, mate. She went past me. Not a hand on the wheel.
Wow. Now that's the kind of multitasking you don't want to see on the road.
She's obviously.
Mate, I'm going to have to get a dash cam. Can you supply me one with some of the things I see?
Wow. You'd make a fortune on Australia's Funniest Home Videos. Hey, look, appreciate the call. Continue the conversation on this one. You can chip in any time. Just get to Wave FM at Facebook.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
In a dramatic but some say unsurprising finish, Ukraine has won the 66th annual Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, yes, it did. Oh, this was a big buzz in the Leith family, especially in Ireland. They were all talking about it.
Oh, yeah, because it's Ireland got knocked out, didn't they?
They didn't even get in, Ireland. Oh, jeez.
And look, you know, UK, Spain and Sweden put up a valiant fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was Ukraine's Kalush Orchestra singing Stefania.
Yeah.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
That won the day. If you missed it.
They talked about this in the lead up to the Eurovision, and as you say, a lot of people in Ireland have predicted that Ukraine would win it.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a public vote and there's also the judges' vote.
Yes.
Judges' vote, England had taken it out, but then when it came to public vote, there was an outpouring. In fact, I think the most votes ever given to a particular country, but. If you listen, it's a good song as well.
It actually is really good. Like, so it wasn't just a sympathy
No,
note,
it wasn't. No, it's a good song.
It's kind of to a way that people can show their allegiance and support for the Ukraine, though.
No, you know what?
In what is a tough time.
I say good on them. I like it.
Joining us now is local girl, Mount yes. Warrigal, went to Rilla High School, talking about none other than Nat Bass. Good morning.
I actually went to Oak Flats High, so I don't know.
Oh,
Well, see, well, I actually met you through Renee, my friend Renee.
Oh,
and
did
she,
you?
Yeah, and she went to Rilla High, and so I just assumed that you went to Rilla High with her.
I went to Oak Flats High, and then I went to Wollongong High. So I think they went to Rilla just for why not.
Your mate Renee is a liar. That's it. We can't trust her anymore.
She's off the Christmas list.
She is off that list.
Look, Nat, we're chatting to you this morning because you've got this amazing series coming out tomorrow on ABC TV. It's called Space 22. Talk us through it.
Yeah, look, it's a really special program. Something that when I jumped at it, it's all around mental health. I've had my own struggles over the years, you know, continue to do so. I'm in a great place, so I'm all good, nothing to worry about. But it was really important for me to shine a light on the subject and to allow people to be vulnerable, be themselves. But in essence, the show takes seven Australians and takes them through to see whether art and creativity can play a part in healing like old wounds and also our mental ill health journey to see, you know, what, if any, things can change during the process. And yeah. The Black Dog Institute is a big part of it. So, it was just a wild ride and something that I'm really proud of.
It sounds amazing. What an incredible concept. I mean, you're a very creative person. You're from a musician to an actress and everything across the board. You'd agree as well. Creativity really does help in so many ways.
It does. Like, I think if some things work for some people and some things don't, you know, and you really have to find that thing that works for you. It was really interesting. We didn't know what would unfold, and I guess time will tell, so you'll have to watch. But it is really fascinating to see how much it can play a part, for sure.
If you'd like to check out this docu-series, Space 22, kicks off 8 p.m. tomorrow night on ABC TV and ABC iView.
That's your Celeb Buzz. You can check all of those stories out and plenty, plenty more from the weekend. Get to them at wavefm.com.au.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.